أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about in quite a deep detail many different aspects of our social life. What recently the ayat were with regard to marriage, divorce, etc., many details of that. And because of this, our social life, our family life, it's a cause that we miss our namaz. So Allah Ta'ala reminds here that in all those matters, or when you get involved in divorce proceedings and maintenance things and court cases, then you forget about your namaz. So Allah reminds in all that, never forget your namaz. Hafidhu ala salawat. Very well, look after your namazes. Don't ever miss any of your namazes. The Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah. Don't let your wealth and your family and all the matters relating to that, don't let it make you unmindful of the remembrance of Allah, and the chief remembrance of Allah is namaz. So yeah, Allah reminds us in the middle of all this, always remember whatever you are doing. Today, unfortunately, many of us, our big God that we have made is earning our income. We can sacrifice everything else in earning our income. But Allah Ta'ala says, your namaz is the most important. No matter what you are engaged in, don't miss your namaz. Another aspect of the connection of this ayat with the previous ayat, that in previous ayats Allah Ta'ala explained about hukukul ibad, all the rights of fellow people. Allah says, don't forget hukukullah, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and the greatest right after iman is of namaz. Don't ever be unmindful of that. In the ayah just before this, Allah Ta'ala said with regard to the relationship between husband and wife, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget the favors that you have been doing to one another. When the time comes, unfortunately, of separation and divorce, then we forget a whole lifetimes of what kindness and goodness the husband did for his wife and the wife did for her husband. Similarly, don't forget Allah's fadl on you. Allah Ta'ala's great favors upon you, don't forget them. Getting involved with your in your married life, social life, family life, the ups and downs of it, whatever it is, but don't forget the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Also in here, Allah Ta'ala shows the connection with this, that with regard to your family people, you try and maintain good relationships. With regard to your worldly life, you try and see that it goes good. The biggest ihsan on you is of namaz. If you will do your namaz properly, the suluk in namaz, to reach Allah Ta'ala, you want to satisfy people of the dunya, satisfy and make Allah Ta'ala happy, and walk towards Allah. And the greatest means for that is namaz. So namaz is that great ibadah by which we will do ihsan on ourselves also. If we make our namaz properly and our namaz comes right, everything else will come right. As it has been beautifully said, namaz ko jandar banao. Make your namaz a proper living namaz, not a dead namaz in which there is no thought of Allah Ta'ala. You don't remember Allah Ta'ala. Not a namaz in which your postures also are not correct. How many of us, we are namazis our whole life. We are learned people, but our postures are not right. We don't place our hands correctly when we go in sajda. We don't put our legs properly. How many things we do wrong? So make your namaz correct. Make your namaz jandar. Your whole life will become shandar. Your deen will become beautiful. Your life will become beautiful. All we have to do is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That our namaz we make correct, everything Allah will make us success in everything. as a person, usually with regard to women, when they've got their pots on the stove and they go and make their namaz, then usually they just go and they even say, I'll just quickly make my namaz. So they are rushing through the namaz because of other things that they have got. They are busy looking after the child, etc. And in that, they are rushing to finish other work. We are reminded that whatever you are rushing for is in the hands of Allah. Make your namaz properly, Allah will look after all those things what you are rushing for. You on your own, what you want to sort out and you are rushing to, you will make a bigger mess out of it. You make your namaz properly, Allah will sort out all your matters. And also it comes in the Hadith Sharif that namaz has the position of the head in the body. You can get a body without hands, without legs also, but you can't get a body without a head. In our deen, there are other things that perhaps are not there, but it is not possible that we can be Muslims without namaz in our lives. That is the importance of namaz. Namaz is the most important thing in a Muslim's life. In one Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of Khilafat, he should inform all his governors throughout the Muslim world of that time that inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah, the most important matter by me for you is namaz, where I want all your matters to be correct. All your financial matters must be recorded and transactions must be kept correctly and it will be audited. All your matters and relationships with your subjects must be correct. Don't make zulam on anyone. Don't ill-treat anyone. All those things, but of all that, the most important thing is your namaz. That your namaz, and not only that you are a namazi, but that your namaz must be correct. If namaz is correct, everything else will also be correct. In the hadith, the example is given that if a person is living at a place and there is a stream, a river running in front of his house, and he makes ghusl in that river 5 times a day, there will be no dirt left on him. More details are explained by the ulama, Allah reward them tremendously, that when a person baths himself, then he will take water and pour it over him. And his ghusl will be completed when he has done all the requisites of bathing of ghusl. But when he will bath in a river and that water is flowing with a strong flow, the tide is strong, so it's hitting against his body, it's rubbing out all the dirt. It's not just water flowing over the body by which a ghusl will be completed when it's done what is requisite, but this will remove all the dirt. That comparison Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that namaz is that ibadat. Other ibadat will also do the work, but namaz is that ibadat that completely removes all the sins from a person. As that river will remove all the dirt, namaz will remove all the sins for a person. When a person makes his zuhr, all his gunas from fajr to zuhr are forgiven. When he makes his asr namaz, all his gunas from zuhr to asr are forgiven. In this way, all the gunas, when we make the next namaz, all the previous gunas are forgiven. So namaz is a very important aspect in our deen. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala used the word hafidhu. In there is a, if you look after your namaz, namaz will look after you. We just make our namazes properly and we will see that all our matters of dunya also, deen also, all our pride, our anger will all come right. And if there is a deficiency in there, if our aqidahs are also still not right, we are doing other things, all types of haram things we are doing, whether it is in the form of amaliyat, whether it is in the form of any type of therapies, it means our namaz is not right still. If our namaz was right, everything else will come right. In the time of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, in the markaz in Nizamuddin, they were having meals, and it was their common practice that the person who gives water, for water to drink, they shouldn't put it on the dasturkhan as we put it, it's there. Whoever wants to takes water when he wants to. But there was a person used to walk around with the glass and the jug, and anyone who wants water just makes a sign to him and then he gives that person water. So from him, this person giving the water, the glass fell down. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh looked up at him and told him that looks like your namaz is still not right. That if your namaz was right, this glass should not have fallen. So when our namaz is not right, we see things are going wrong in our life, in our business, in our married life. We are doing wrong things, we have got wrong practices, whatever, it means our namaz is still not right. If we correct our namaz, our whole life will go not only right, but extremely good it will go. So namaz is very important, therefore Allah has brought the subject of namaz in between all the social matters which are being discussed, that don't ever forget your namaz. Namaz is the most important. May Allah give us all tawfiq to realize the value of namaz and to make our namazes correctly. All we make namaz, it mustn't be that the importance of namaz is not in our life and we don't make it. Or we make it casually, we make it with jamaat, we make it at home, we make it regular, we make it sometimes with the first takbir, sometimes we just come before salam, that not like that. But properly we make our namaz. And then the namaz itself also, all the postures also we make, the concentration also. And after namaz we have that concern whether my namaz is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. And even if it is accepted, we still have that concern that it must be preserved till the day of Qiyamah. I mustn't lose it somewhere on the way. To get a passport is an effort. When we get the passport, to look after that passport. When we are traveling with it, that make sure the passport is all the time with us. It mustn't happen the passport falls in a fire. The passport falls in water and now you can't use that passport. They won't accept it now. It's not in such a condition. So after even getting our namaz done, make sure we still preserve it also. And all our ibadat must be with us when we die, and it must go with us till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen correctly and practice accordingly, by which our dunya will also be done, our deen, our akhirat will also be made.